I'm hitting the theme song.
Go.
And here we are, another Waste of Podcast, show number... My microphone just slipped out of my face. Show number 106?
Six, yeah.
106. I am Dave, your host, eating Chinese food.
That's right, lo mein with shrimps.
Shrimps with lo mein. Across from me is my good friend Adam, who is all the way in St. Louis, and he is eating...
I had Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Eating Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Well, I'm not eating it anymore. That's what I had.
You had Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Did you have it in a bowl of cereal, or did you just eat it out of the box?
A bowl of cereal.
Okay. Good.
My microphone's on.
It is now.
It is. I was just like, it is now.
Normally sitting across me would be intern Nick. He would have been here this evening, but to say goodbye for his last official show. But he is getting a microwave put into his new house.
So, they are spending some moolah.
Yep. The crafty Sarah is here with us. Sarah,
that's me. Am I on? Hello.
You
hello?
Are.
Hello.
You're on. We can. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay. Now I can. I couldn't hear it before.
Juice a little bit more in the room, and we also have the bodacious redhead. Erin is not with us today. She just got a new job, and she started her full time position today. So she's a little tired. She has to be back at 7 a.m. tomorrow. And we do have the Impish Millie with us today, but she just ran out of the room, so I don't know what she's thinking about doing.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
She's up to no good.
She's growling.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's fine.
She's back. I'm sure she'll be yelling into a microphone any minute now.
Did Nicholas get his new job?
I don't know. He had a second interview, but I don't know.
I texted him, and he never texted me back.
What a punk.
I know. I said, "How'd your interview go?" And then nothing.
Maybe that didn't go.
Maybe he already deleted your name.
Right? Maybe he already hates me.
I'm eating lo mein cereal.
Or maybe he hated me the whole time.
Now he finally was able to be like,
right. Now that he's like, "Oh, I don't have to talk to that guy anymore."
Like, fuck you.
Right. Look at this douche. Quit texting me.
Apparently, he did say that he may want to Skype in, so I told him he could Skype in. We would have him like 15 or 20 minutes, but not an entire... Oh, that's better. Not the entire show, because it's just going to be too uncomfortable, that's what I think.
Why do you say that?
Well, because you know how difficult it was when we did the interview with Anthony.
Oh, yeah.
He kept breaking in and out, so I think if we had Nick on for the entire show... That would be distracting.
Right. Well, I might not be able to make it to next week's show, so if you want to have a Nick call in, he could call in.
Does it matter which Nick?
You okay?
No.
You just said a Nick.
You okay, baby?
So I did?
You said if you want to have a Nick call in. So.
Oh.
I guess if I can find another. I got a Nick friend named Nick in St. Louis.
There you go. Perfect.
I can have him call in.
Are you eating cookies?
Or maybe Nick, and hopefully Erin will be here, and we'll get Jim in studio.
Right.
To wax poetically.
I have a meeting that starts at 6:30. I'm thinking that by the time... Not at work. Outside of work. AA. So I'm thinking...
Oh, okay.
I'm thinking if it starts at 6:30, it'll probably be 2 hours, so I would assume that I won't be making it. But I wanted to throw that out there.
You should call in from the meeting.
No, I'm actually on the production team now of that show that Molly is in.
Oh, that's right.
They asked me if I wanted to assistant direct the kids, and I said, that's cool. But then they're like, Monday we have a meeting, and then I'm like, wah, wah. I hope that's not always the case.
You're like, wait a minute, I've got to do work for this?
Right.
So with that said, Adam,
you
had an eventful weekend.
I did. I had a weekend event.
What our good friend Adam, he is, for those who are listening for the first time, is a comedian extraordinaire for many different ways. And now he's using his Toastmasters degree to host a production of some kind.
An award show.
I forgot. I have a lot of shrimp lo mein in my mouth.
I'm sorry. I was paying attention. And I just wrote salt in
I hosted the 14th Annual Arts for Life Awards.
Ooh.
And it was a hit.
Was it good?
Oh, they loved me. Like, they laughed at almost all my jokes. Almost.
Even the racist ones?
Yeah, they laughed at those the most. I'm like, why don't you ever see any Asians in theater?
Why?
I don't know. I was just asking that question. I was being Seinfeld.
You were being serious.
No, why don't you?
Anybody?
And they're like, I don't know why. I'm like, good question. And I just moved on from there.
Today's presenters for for comedy musical. So who won the big award at your award show?
Well, my show, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, was nominated and for like 10 things and won one.
What was it like?
Best choreography. Oh, it was a real letdown because my show was much better than all of the other shows.
Oh, why do you think you didn't win?
Well, it's a flawed system, to say the least. They send judges out to see the shows.
Uh-huh. All right.
So depending upon which judge you get, you have no idea. Like, they send like 3 judges to each show and then they score it. And then the high, you know, blah, 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 all this stuff. So a lot of the people that are judges don't really know anything about theater. Other than it's because it's all volunteer. It's all community volunteers. So like if you guys were in town, you could be a judge.
Oh, I can be a judge.
Like, literally, there's no other... Like, if you like theater, you can be a judge.
I don't like theater.
Oh. So, I don't like bad theater.
Yeah, I guess that's... I don't like most theater.
But it's also, you know, I was okay losing to the show that I lost to. Because if I was going to lose to any of them, I'm glad it was that one.
And what show was that?
It was Aida.
Aida. What's that about?
I don't know. Slaves in Egypt?
Let my people go.
Something like that.
Now you were the host of the show, correct?
Correct.
But you were not the presenter of the awards?
No. I hosted. It was like, okay. I was the Neil Patrick Harris of the Arts for Life Awards.
But they didn't let you sing a song.
They didn't, but I did get to do some comedy bits.
Oh, like what?
Well, I mean, like, I started off doing a comedy bit of, like, from the show The Drowsy Chaperone.
The Drowsy Chaperone?
It's a musical that came out, you know, 10 years ago or something like that. And it starts off, like, the show starts off in the complete black with a man, with a guy named Man in the Chair. That's his character name. And he's telling the story of the Drowsy Chaperone. Well, I started the show as the man in the chair. And my first line was, I hate award shows. And everybody just started rolling. I was like, oh, that wasn't the joke.
But you won them over immediately.
Oh, immediately. And then only at one point in time did they tell me, Adam, we have to stall time. Make something up.
Ooh.
And so I was like, here we go.
So what did you end up having to...
Well, it was right after I had lost the award for Best Director.
Oh, that's a bummer.
So they're like, you gotta stall because we gotta get the microphones from this other group onto this other, you know, these people performing onto this other group of performers. And they're like, we need a lot of time. So I just walked out on the stage and acted like I was sad. You know, with my head hanging down, and then I just laid on the stage and acted like I was, you know, depressed. And laid there for a little while to make everyone seem a little uncomfortable, but they all were laughing. And then I just sat up and was like, well, you win some, and in my case, you don't. And everyone was like, ah!
He's a good loser.
Yeah, look at him! What a loser.
I'm sure it was a hilarious show.
It was a good show, and it was what made it worse, like made it weird, is that the guy that hosted it last year was there because he was presenting an award.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I was going to ask you about that.
You could see him in the audience, and he was not.
Oh, really?
He was like acting like the most annoyed person in the world.
So he did not enjoy your hosting.
No, I think he was mad
because
I was so much better than he was. Like, and I'm not just saying that because I'm being an ass or anything, but like I really was much better than him. Like, I was funny and not in the, like, my jokes were genuinely funny, not in the polite laughter funny.
They weren't like, ha ha ha.
I mean, he just is not, I mean, on the radio, yeah, he can talk, but he certainly isn't, you know, he wasn't what I was. I brought more of the comedy aspect to it.
And then the gentleman that you replaced was a well-known St. Louis disc jockey?
Yes. And it was hilarious because I could just look out and just see him. And he was just like slouching down and acting. It's like, this is great. And then at the end of the show, I thanked everybody for coming and all that kind of stuff. And then I said that I wanted to do it. I wanted to end the show in a way that, you know, it was unique. So I asked everybody to stand up, and everybody stood up. And then I asked them to clap three times. And then they all clapped three times. And then after they did that, I yelled, ha ha! And then I pointed at my dad, who was in the crowd. And I was like, see, I told you. And everybody's just kind of like looking. And I was like, my dad bet me $100 I couldn't get a standing ovation. And I just got you all to give me a standing ovation. And then I yelled, take that, Dad.
You take the microphone and throw it on the ground?
Well, then everyone, of course, gave me a standing ovation. I mean, you know.
Yay.
But I said, there's only one way to guarantee you can get a standing ovation, and that's to ask for it.
Or, yeah. So congratulations. Right?
I mean, that's what I did. I said, stand up, clap three times. That counts.
You are a showman, my friend.
I am. You know, I could get used to doing this kind of thing.
You just need to find more award shows.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Well, you probably need to get... I wonder if there's a circuit. You need to go through the local community circuit first.
Right.
And then you got to branch off
and
to
build
the...
build my way up, yeah.
You got to branch...
Like, I'll start doing, like, college graduations and stuff like that. So we'll see.
And then you can branch off to like TV infomercials or something.
Oh,
or
yeah, what? I got
or
this.
There's
got
to be more award shows. So like local, you know, TV local awards.
Right.
And then the
local daytime Emmys.
There you go. And then the Tonys and the Academy Awards.
Well, I mean, like the like Stages, like, which is a professional theater company in town. They probably have a gala that I could go and do, or
a gala,
you know, the Muni or something like that, a red carpet affair. I could do those things.
You need to set up a website right now. This is Adam available to host your.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to actually make a Facebook page for me, an artist's page.
Nice. Was there any videotape from this show?
I don't know.
Probably not. Not even off someone's cell phone?
I don't know.
We'll have to look it up on YouTube. Someone may have put it up there.
My joke about Elton John, do you remember when I told that joke last week?
Yes, reset it up again for our...
Okay, I'll tell the joke again.
Okay.
Okay,
we're ready.
Elton John is a really amazing songwriter, but he's actually written some musicals that didn't make it that aren't so good. One of them being A Rocket Man of La Mancha, which is the futuristic Don Quixote going into space. And the next one was Benny and the Jets and the Sharks, which was the sequel to West Side Story. And, of course, The Lion King. No one laughed.
Oh.
Like, they loved Benny and the Jets and the Sharks. They loved Rocket Man of La Mancha. When I said The Lion King, it was like there was like five or six people that laughed.
Man, maybe you should have gone with something else.
Well, I was going to go Crocodile Rock of Ages, but... So, when I said The Lion King, I went, you know, and it got a little bit of laugh, but it got some, like, more, like, gasps, like, why would he say that? And I'm like, and I just said, come on, people.
As if Sir Elton John were in the audience.
And I bet you Sir Elton John would have laughed at that joke.
He got out of the two seats he was taking up, and he left.
Because, is he that big now?
He was, I don't know, he's a big guy.
I'm just saying, the joke was, here I am making up these silly names, being bad, and then I said The Lion King. That should have been the big joke. Everyone should have laughed at that.
Not so much.
Dickheads.
Terrible show. That was your utter failure now, utter failure.
That, yeah. Like, you know how it is, Dave. You've done stand-up. You know when... some jokes you write kill, and then some you're like, well, I sure thought that was going to be better than it was.
You know, I was watching my stand-up videos today because I was...
On purpose?
On purpose, yeah. I was clearing out stuff on my computer, and I was found all these videos. I'm like, oh, what's this? And I saw some bits that I did, which I watched them, and I laughed because I know the premise, but the delivery was so terrible. And I was like,
oh. Oh, so it's your delivery, Dave.
Yeah, my delivery was always bad.
Yeah.
And maybe the premise was bad, too, but I'm like, I said something, I wish I could remember what the joke was, but I laughed out loud at my own joke.
Was it about your friend Chewy?
It was not about my friend Chewy.
That was always my favorite joke.
No, it was, and I only got a, I got a laugh from a joke that I did twice, and what was funny is that I watched it in two different videos and didn't even realize I'd done the joke more than once. But I tell a joke that how I almost didn't make it to the show tonight. That's how my setup was. Mm-hmm. I almost didn't make the show tonight. My wife sent me over to the Hobby Lobby to get some little charms for her to make some jewelry. So I go in there. I'm walking up and down every aisle, and I can't. I don't know where it is. So I finally ask someone. I'm like, where do I find these charms? And the woman said, oh, that's down the craft aisle. I said, isn't every aisle the craft aisle? That was my joke.
That's a real story?
That's a true story.
Oh, my God.
It's down the craft aisle. What?
Oh, yes. Pardon. How stupid of me.
So, I did that joke.
That's a good joke, Dave. No one laughed at it?
I got a few chuckles. And, you know, and what's funny is I'm watching the video, and I went to this place called Best of Britain. It was a bar. They did stand up there. I can't remember what nights it was, but I did it twice. And the second time I did it, I'm like, I can't. I'm not doing this anymore because it just wasn't fun anymore. But I'm watching the video, and I realized how supportive these people were. These comedians were laughing at me. There was, because the only people in the audience were comedians. All right. There weren't even people at the restaurant. There was just comedians, and they were laughing at my stuff and like and being very supportive. And, it's, and I'm like, man, what a jerk I am. I just walked away from a opportunity I probably could have had to have made friends.
Yeah, like a total opportunity.
Dude. Total opportunity. The guy introduces me. It was really ridiculous. He gets up on stage and he's like, ladies and gentlemen, this guy's been on our stage many, many times. And I'm like, what? And he goes, you may have seen him in the local theater scene. You may have seen him on local cable access. I'm like, what? Mr. Dave Martinez. And I go, I'm like, my first line was another rousing night at Best of Britain, and I got a big laugh because there was nobody there.
Did you then leave, Dave? Did you like support any of the other people?
You know, I stayed an additional 45 minutes, even though I wanted to leave so bad because none of the other comedians were very funny.
Was Greg the Animal there?
This was not St. Louis. This was Orlando, Florida.
Yeah, I know.
Greg the Animal. No, he was not there. But
Sarah, did you ever see Greg the Animal?
I don't.
Sarah never came to see me at a comedy forum.
Okay, like when I only went one time.
I did go. I went one or once or twice.
You did?
Yes.
But you saw a Clap for Joan show there. No.
Yes.
Okay. So there, I wasn't performing that night.
No, I saw you performing there.
Okay.
Don't be a jerk.
So I went one time, and there's this Greg the Animal guy, or whatever his name was.
He sounds
familiar. And he wore a Three Stooges t-shirt.
He was there every open mic, and he always wore a Three Stooges t-shirt.
Okay. So he wore this Three Stooges t-shirt, and the first thing he says, like when he comes to the stage, you know, like he comes up and he says who he is, and then he goes into his first bit, and his first bit started like this. So I'm eating out this bitch, right?
Oh, I've heard of this guy.
And I was just, I immediately shut down. I was like, nope.
Yeah. And you just want to be like, no, you weren't.
Right? That was my first thought. It wasn't that he was saying ridiculous, like, that his jokes were bad. It was that, no, you weren't going down on it, woman. That is not possible, George the Animal.
If I remember, he was a, he was one of those guys that you call to, you know, if you had a raccoon in your attic or something.
He was pest control?
Yeah, he was like pest control. Yes, yes. That's why he was the animal.
Oh.
Quick shout out to the folks in the chat room. I don't know if I did this at the beginning of the show or not. We got producer Rob. He is diligently listening to the show, making sure.
And producing.
And producing, making sure we're not being terrible. We have Jim in the room. Jim is going to join us hopefully next week in studio to wax poetically about life and love.
And love?
And love and being pregnant.
He's pregnant?
Well, those are things he says.
Is Jim married?
Jim, no. He's
okay.
He's
like 16?
He's a swinging single.
He swings?
I don't know if he swings, but...
What are you spreading these rumors about him? He's not going to come.
Wow, you know what? Anything I say is nothing compared to what he will say. So, we also have New Zealander Kiwi. Oh, I can't call her Kiwi because we have someone named Kiwi, but she hasn't been with us for a while.
What?
We have New Zealander Sam in the room, all the way from New Zealand. It's middle of the afternoon tomorrow there. And we have a guest in the room, and I'm pretty sure the other guest is Sarah.
That's wonder if we ever visit New Zealand, if we could stay with her.
Sam, can we stay with you if we go to New Zealand when we do our Lord of the Rings tour?
What?
Where is New Zealand? Is that by Australia?
I believe it is an island off of Australia or somewhere near
there. We should go there and go look at great white sharks.
What? We can look at great white sharks like at an aquarium. No, actually, you can't. You can't. They can't hold those. Wait a minute. I don't want to look at great white sharks. Those are terrifying.
You don't want to?
No,
it would scare me to death, I would totally do it.
We're going to sit in a boat looking at great white sharks?
No, we're going to get in a cage.
Nope.
And get in the
Nope.
Sarah, would you do it?
I don't know. I'm probably not. I'm weird about under the ocean stuff.
Way terrifying,
yeah.
Right?
Sarah has a problem at the aquarium.
Yeah.
If she can't see the walls, like if she's in an aquarium, if she looks into the aquarium, she can't see the walls or the water above, she starts to have a little panic attack.
It's, yeah.
Is
I don't
that
know
that
why.
Bad?
Well, I don't have a panic attack, but it's one of those things
falling
where you're
to the ground.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Lord Jesus. Save me, Jesus.
No.
That's how I picture you talking for some reason.
Oh,
Lord Jesus. Save me.
I got the vapors. I got the vapors.
I got the vapors, Lord Jesus.
It's a lot like that. It's a lot like that. It's happened once.
That's kind of what I thought.
Jim says he spreads a lot of rumors about himself, so.
Oh, good.
So we got that going for us.
Does Jim stick bananas in chocolate?
I believe he has stuck bananas in chocolate, yes. Not anymore.
That was my way of asking if he dates black girls.
Dave can't talk.
So yes.
I'll leave that to Jim if he feels like responding. Hey, Matt, super contributor Matt has joined the chat room. He says,
"That's right. He has slept with black girls."
He says, "Heidi ho, good neighbors in to the south and southeast." So that's us, Heidi ho, super contributor Matt. If you have anything you want us to talk about, please let us know because we don't have anything.
We got nothing.
I had a topic I wanted to talk about, but if there's nobody here, we can't really
not
expand it.
So much.
But next week I want to talk about... Well, I won't say it now. I'll wait till the end of the show so we don't talking about it now.
There'll be a trailer.
Yes.
A teaser, rather.
A teaser. This is what you can expect on Another Waste of Podcast.
That's right.
A long name for
nothing.
A show. More unprepared nonsense.
That's our new show... Our new show tagline.
I'm going to write that down.
More unprepared nonsense.
Well, I got scores here for games from we've played in the past.
Dude, I got to book my trip soon to come stay with everyone. I'm thinking December.
We'll be here.
You'll be there?
Sarah, okay. Will we be here in December?
We will be here in December.
Come on down.
Is that an okay time?
It'll be busy, but...
It'll be busier for Sarah than
right.
I.
You guys will be screwed over.
It'll be holiday times, yeah.
I don't want that.
Working 6 days and whatnot.
Darn it.
But I mean, you can have free reign of the house and whatnot.
Well, I understand that, but I would like to hang with you guys.
Well, you need to get a part-time job with us. Get a seasonal position, work 150 hours, and then you can hang with us.
Yes.
You can work in my location, and I can be your boss.
Then we'll never see each other. We'll all be working different times.
Right, wouldn't that suck?
That's what it was like when living with Mikey.
Yeah.
Poor bastard.
So pretty much anything after Black Friday or anything leading up to?
There's a small lull right after Black Friday. Probably the couple weeks after Black Friday, but then it starts to just pick up again. It'll be busy.
Right, so if I went like the week after Thanksgiving.
I would think that would be okay. Yeah.
Sure, yeah. Why not? I don't have Black Friday where I live.
All right, well, let me see what I can do there.
Where I work.
Because I would like for all of us to go to the Harry Potter world.
Harry Potter?
I know, I want to go too.
Okay, good.
I just want a butterbeer.
We'll start saving our monies to
no,
buy
my
some.
Treat. I'll get the tickets to there.
Whoa.
You'll get us butterbeers?
Yeah, I'll get you guys in. Well, I don't know that I'll get you butterbeer. Come on, Dave. I'll get Sarah a butterbeer because I'm gonna get it liquored up.
Woohoo!
Well, there's no booze in butterbeer.
Whatever, Dave.
I'm walking around with like two butterbeers. Like, whoa, man, this is crazy, Leviosa, man.
Wingardium Leviosa, bitches.
Yeah.
Like, there's no alcohol in that.
But Molly's been talking about wanting to go there, and so I was like, let's totally go there.
Especially at Christmas time, it'll be really neat.
And she'll totally.
So time when all of you guys can get off of work.
Yes.
And she'll totally love hanging out with Miliana then.
Huh?
She'll totally love hanging out with Miliana then because Miliana will be talking even more.
Yes.
And they can go play.
And I think Millie will like hanging out with Molly.
She's a cool kid. She's an actress now.
Yeah. Yeah, she's way cool.
She's way cool. So, yeah. Come on
cool.
down.
Cool.
Good. That'll be the plan.
We will,
And then that night we'll get a cabin at the Wilderness Lodge.
And we'll do
no, but seriously, my friend is that. My buddy's still working there. We'll go to the Hoopy Doo.
And if we can get a cabin that we should just, you know what? We'll camp out. We'll get a tent.
In December? It's still kind of chilly in
we'll
December.
We'll share a tent in December. Don't worry. All of us together will be nice and warm.
But Dave, you have a two-man tent.
It is a four-man tent.
Oh, perfect. Forget it. All is well.
We have exactly four people.
With the kids and...
Yeah, but then there's five of us.
And Aaron and Better Adam will be there and...
Oh, yeah, that's right. Good.
And Nick and Kristen and Jim and
No, Nick
Mikey.
And Chris will be like, we can't come out. We're an hour away.
I know.
Bastards. So, yeah. No, cabin would sound awesome because then we'll just drink the night away.
We have a house where we can do that, too.
Correct. Let's do it there.
But we can drink at the Hoop-De-Doo Review and then just go to the cabin.
I see what you're saying.
And just finish our evening drinking there instead of having to have one sober person, me, drive us all home.
Well, why don't we go? Why don't we stay at a cheaper place then?
Then the well, fine. We'll stay at the All-Star Sports.
Well, but I mean, like... What about, I mean, I guess the Wilderness Lodge is actually one of the cheaper of the deluxe resorts, but I bet even with your discount, it's still going to cost a couple hundred a night, right?
Probably.
Yeah, let's not do that.
But split eight ways.
Yeah, that would work.
Let's keep getting...
That would work.
We'll just keep inviting people.
Yeah, but when we go on the concierge level, you know.
I know people in the concierge over at the Caribbean.
There's a concierge at the Caribbean? Not a concierge level, though.
No. Well, I have no idea. I've never been fancy enough to even...
There's not. It's only in the deluxe resort.
Ew. Deluxe. Like a deluxe apartment in the sky. Oop. Adam, you got weird for a second.
Uh-oh.
Are you still there? His microphone's turned up. It says that he's still connected. Nope, no, it doesn't. Now it says we have internet connection problems.
Uh-oh.
Let's sigh. Are you back yet, Adam?
Yep, nail polish.
Do you know that you were gone? Let's do this again. Nope. Well, Adam's gone.
Oh.
Sarah, let's look at each other for a while.
Okay.
Gaze into each other's eyes.
That doesn't seem like a good idea.
No?
Is my microphone still working?
Your microphone's still working, yeah. Man, I had trivia and everything for tonight.
Oh, really?
Disney trivia. So I thought Adam would be interested in that. I hope he can hear everything we're saying, and he's screaming at his phone right now.
Why would he be screaming?
I can answer the questions. I've got it. Let's see if I do that. Yeah, let's see. How about that? Adam, can you hear me now? And no. I'm just going to hang up on him. There. Done. I've hung up on him. Oh, you're going to go put her peaches on? Great. Just leave me by myself.
I won't. I'll stay here.
No, no. If you
She's very tired.
If you must. I'm here. Oh, that was loud. And we're calling Adam. Adam, are you there? Adam, can you hear me? Matt's guessing no, that Adam's not there. You can't see what I see, Matt. I see that he's been on for 12 seconds now. I can hear like every third word. Let's try this. Adam, I'm going to hang up on you. Hang up on you one more time. And we're going to try something different. Are you eating the last crab rangoon?
No.
Oops. Let's see.
Hello?
Adam.
What was going on?
I have no idea. This piece of shit. Shoot. No, whatever. This is the computer that you were on is terrible.
Oh. But now all is well.
Well, I have you on the second computer now.
Okay.
So, the good computer. I kept you on the bad computer for some reason.
Dummy.
Well, it was easier that way. So, the good computer, if I went at, like,
Oh, yeah. Like when someone would call in and that it would be better?
Yes. Matt said he ain't leaving me, homie. Because I said, because Sarah was just about to go and put Millie in a bed. I'm like, oh, okay, I'm going to be in this room by myself.
Yeah, that's not going to work. It's only 8:30. She'll be running around like crazy, right?
She seems sleepy tired.
She does seem tired. We were playing a lot today.
Were you at Typhoon Lagoon?
No, just at home. We were planting stuff in the backyard.
Nice.
And she was playing. She was using... We were using her new shovel and sandcastle set to dig in the backyard.
Gotcha.
I yanked out all the weeds in the backyard. And then I mowed the backyard.
Nice.
No, I hated it.
Oh.
I hate my backyard, Adam. Let me tell you why. Because the back of it is on a hill.
Okay.
So I have to mow down a hill, and then you pull my lawnmower back up, and then go down the hill and pull the lawnmower back up. That's work, man.
Why don't you just go down the bottom of the lawnmower and push it up?
It's a steep incline. Lawnmower will fall on me and cut me to shreds.
So what do you, when you say you pull it, what do?
I push it down the steep incline to...
And you walk behind it.
I walk behind it, and then I pull it back up.
Okay, I got a plan for you.
Okay.
Got a plan.
I'm here. I'm waiting.
What you do is you tie a rope around the handle.
Okay.
Let the lawnmower roll down the hill.
Okay.
Pull it back up by the rope.
I've thought about that.
Yeah, it works.
I've thought about that, but what if the rope slips and the lawnmower goes down into my neighbor's pool?
What do you mean the rope slips?
Oh, well, like I have weak hands.
Well, then tie it to your belt loop.
We both go to the pool.
Well, then you'll get to swim.
So, the lawnmower going... Jim says, why don't I mow sideways? It's a great question, Jim. I've tried to mow sideways, but there's so many giant holes in my backyard.
And you can't push straight.
Yeah, and I keep going downward.
Yeah.
I just want to, if I put a fence up, I'm going to just make sure I lose as much of that hill as I can, and I'll lose a little backyard, but whatever. And or I'll just
Are you going to get a swing set for Millie?
Probably not.
Okay.
I don't know, because she can go to the park and swing.
That's true.
That's what they're there for, right?
Agreed.
I want to make her a little playhouse, though. Cause then
there you go.
Decorate it, make little curtains for it and stuff.
We're going to make her
so
a,
cute.
A hobbit house.
Yes.
Oh my god, really?
Oh my god.
I don't know, it'd be awesome.
Wow, would be badass.
I know, I've seen pictures of it.
If you can get the plans, when summer when I'm down, I will help you build it.
I know, that's what I told my brother too. I'm like, you need
oh
to
Oh my god,
come
I'd totally
here.
Build that.
We'll get you, and we'll get Austin to come down. And we'll
oh my god, me and Austin will just rent a truck and drive down, build the Hobbit house. Only if we can all have a tea party in it.
We'll get Nick and...
It'd be the biggest Hobbit house ever if me and Austin could have a tea party in there.
A little tiny Milliana, you guys would be like the dwarfs, or...
It'd be hilarious. It'd be like if Shrek and his brother went and had...
What's Shrek's brother's name?
Shrek.
Terrible. Shrek and Shrek. So that's my backyard, and I hate it. But I planted seed. Have I told you my seeds planting debacles?
Well, I thought you guys got, like... sod put down.
We did, and it didn't really take very well. It's growing much better this season, but the same spots that were dead in the old yard are dead now in this yard.
Oh, so it's the soil.
Yes, well, so there's something in there that's killing it. I think it's radiation, but that's just me.
I think just that it's mostly sand down here and not soil.
Right, there's probably nothing down there for this grass to grow.
I believe that we were built on an ancient Indian burial ground.
That's right.
So that's why the shapes that are burned into the yard.
You guys had to do to get that, right?
To get the new lawn?
To get the grass?
Yes.
Didn't you have to get that?
We did. We got a letter, or a cease and desist order, saying we had to have it by a specific date or we were going to be chided further.
We were going to be tisk tisk.
But the front took, huh?
No, we didn't do the back. We just did the front.
Yeah, we didn't do the back.
I'm like, screw the back. No one sees the back. Only my neighbors with their beautiful pool sees my backyard.
It's not a beautiful pool.
Is it shitty?
No, it's not bad. It just, I mean, it's
Is
not.
It fenced in?
It's caged in.
Yeah, they've got those, that mosquito.
Well, then why are you worried about the lawnmower careening into it?
What if the lawnmower careens through the fence and then drives into the pool?
Now, they have to have a fence for alligators, right?
Pulling me in.
Or for Millies.
For Millies and alligators.
And mosquitoes. Okay. Those are mainly like mosquito keeper awares.
Oh, is that what it is?
This is mosquito country.
Hey, get your feet off my computer.
Sorry.
Okay, so I've bought seed. And I have planted seed, and I've fertilized, and I've seeded and watered and fertilized, and nothing.
What kind of seed did you buy?
I don't know, Scots.
The kind that grows on anything?
Yeah, not that first seed. The first seed was just specifically, you know, Scott's lawn, which is the same type of lawn that I had, so it was. So one night I came home, and there were bunny rabbits in my front yard.
Okay.
They were just sitting there. I'm like, son of a bitch, these bunny rabbits are eating my seeds.
Oh, they were, weren't they?
Yes, they were, so all the seeds were gone. So then I went and bought out this other stuff, and it was this, looked like brown powder.
Yes.
And yep. I poured that on there, and, bunny rabbits came back.
And ate that?
Ate that. I did it again, and this time I noticed that... Millie, Anna, stop it. Golly, geez, she kicked Mommy's computer screen.
Nope.
Didn't Mommy say not to do that? I'm pretty positive. I'm cutting this out of the show.
She did it on purpose?
Well, she's being mischievous.
Yeah, she's being silly.
Anyways, I've noticed that grass is growing.
Really?
Like on a bald person's head, it's little tiny thin grass.
Well, I wish that happened.
So you can do a comb over on it. So I guess I will have to go out and buy more of that stuff in order to fill in the rest of it. But I can have a full lush lawn soon.
But that stuff probably costs $20 a bag, right?
It probably would cost $20 a bag, but I just bought the smaller plastic can of it.
Okay, good.
Because it was just an experiment.
And it worked.
It's a success! It's alive! Alright, are you going to put her to sleep now, or do you want to do trivia first?
I don't care. I was just going to say, in the backyard, we're trying to... If we build a hobbit house and we plant all the flowers that I've been planting, then we'll have less grass that we have to plant back there.
Oh, yeah.
Are we going to put, like, a foundation on the Hobbit house, or are we just going to, like, build it into the grass?
We probably should build a foundation on it, because there's ants here. There's all
okay,
kinds
yeah.
of...
Okay, yeah. We've got to kill foundation
these ants
it is.
We've got to kill these ants first.
Like, are you talking, like, a concrete foundation, or are we going to build, like, a wood foundation?
I don't know.
You know what? I'm getting way ahead of myself here.
We haven't even designed the
we
Hobbit House.
We haven't even designed said Hobbit House, and I'm already thinking of the infrastructure.
Did you want to use balsa wood?
Perhaps we could get some insulation, and we could insulate the home. Now, what are you thinking about running water and electricity?
Were you thinking about having an attic?
Yeah, I'll look at the plans.
Because I could put an attic fan.
Well, there's some show on Animal Planet that's all about building tree houses.
It's insane, isn't it?
Those aren't even tree houses. Those are literally houses and trees.
They're homes that they built around a tree.
It's not fair.
I want to build her the Ewok village. Can you grow some trees real fast?
I don't think we can grow trees that large.
But wouldn't that be badass?
Hell yeah, that'd be the best place to live when the zombies come.
Yep.
Because zombies can't climb trees.
They cannot.
One thing I learned in my years of zombie studies. Zombies can't climb trees.
What are you saying?
Sarah may know some of these answers to these trivia questions, Adam.
What is it?
Well, she gave me this.
Crafts?
It's Disney.
Oh, okay.
She gave me this.
Holy cow.
This stack of
papers.
No,
these are like hard questions, I think.
Okay, good.
There's got to be like 100 pages here of questions.
Okay.
So some of them are easier than others.
I see.
There are no multiple choices.
All right, so are we just going back and forth?
We're just going to go back and forth whenever okay. Sarah's ready.
I'm ready. I'm sorry, I'm looking up Hobbit houses now.
I was like, don't you be looking up the answers.
I can just start from the beginning and
do it.
You'll be screwed one way or the other.
Yep, doesn't matter.
Let's see. I think I need theme music here. Oh, but it's going to be on your...
We need to go to New Zealand so that we can go and look at the Hobbit houses.
Bum 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 bum.
Do 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 do. Do 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 do. Do do do. Oh, sorry.
Are you ready for some trivia?
Who wants to go first?
Ladies first.
Ladies.
I probably just screwed myself over.
I'm just gonna go in order. Some of these questions are ridiculously harder than others.
Okay.
Sarah.
Yes.
In The Sword and the Stone.
Oh, no.
Damn it.
What does Merlin call the greatest force on Earth?
Love.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
That is correct.
Yes!
Wow.
Sarah knows about love.
She acted like she didn't know that.
She did.
I don't know a lot about Sword and the Stone. But
yeah, you threw me for a loop. You did that on purpose.
When he's a squirrel and the girl squirrel is trying to chase him.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yep.
I'm going to give Adam this next point.
You
Wait,
are?
What?
In Aladdin,
oh.
What is the name of Jasmine's pet tiger?
Raja.
That is correct. Sarah.
Yes.
Who did Walt's brother Roy propose to... Where? Oh, shit.
Oh.
How did Walt's brother Roy propose to his wife Edna?
What the fuck?
Yeah. I have no idea.
Can I steal...
Sure.
Yeah.
He got down on his knee and asked her.
That is incorrect. He proposed by telegram.
Oh.
Adam.
Yes.
In Peter Pan,
uh-huh.
Captain Hook had a hook on which one of his hands?
Oh. His left hand.
That is correct.
Ouch.
Adam has moved ahead. Sarah.
Yes.
What is now considered, whenever this paperwork was produced... What is now considered the fastest ride in Walt Disney World?
Oh my god, how do you know that?
Yeah, when was the paper?
No idea.
It could be anything.
Test track?
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
That is correct.
Oh, thank God.
Nice, good one.
Adam.
Bill.
What author wrote the book that the animated feature, The Jungle Book, is based on?
Oh.
Kipling.
Ooh, that is correct. Even
Thanks, Millie.
Millie's surprised.
That's my girl.
When does Mary Sarah?
Yes.
When does Mary Poppins say she will leave the Banks' house?
When she's not. Well, that's Nanny McPhee, isn't it?
I don't know.
When the wind changes.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
That is correct.
What? Woohoo!
My initial thought was when I'm no longer needed.
Yeah, that's Danny McPhee.
Yep.
Adam.
Which I also love.
Adam. Well, I guess it's still this. This has changed, but it's still the same. You should still get this.
Okay.
What is the name of the farm where the Barnstormer was located?
Wiseacre.
Is that your final answer?
Man.
Yeah.
That is correct. I'm going to skip this because no one will get it.
What?
I'm going to read. Okay, I'll give you this.
Wait, how is that?
I'm going to give this to both of you as a bonus question.
Oh, okay.
Who is the man that supplied the synthesized voice for the Main Street Electrical Parade from 1979 to 1991?
Thurl Ravenscraw?
No. Sarah?
Roy Disney.
No. Jack Wagner.
Oh, Jack Wagner. Yep. See? He's also the Por favor, mantenga de alejados de las puertas.
Is he?
Yeah.
Really? I did not know that. Let's see. I'm going to skip that one because it's out of date. Whose turn is it? Sarah?
Yes.
In The Lion King, the worst stage musical ever made.
Correct.
Where does Mufasa and his family live?
Pride Rock.
That is correct.
Whoa. Good one. I thought you weren't going to know that. I was like, wait a minute.
Adam.
Ew.
What is the motto for the Rescue Aid Society and the Rescuers?
Wherever there is injustice, we'll be there. I have no clue.
We never fail to do what's right.
You didn't give Sarah the opportunity nope. to steal.
Sorry, did you know that?
I didn't know
Okay,
that.
Good.
Okay.
Sarah,
yes.
Here's a toughie. Miliana, here's a toughie. In Dumbo, where is Mrs. Jumbo when the stork delivers her baby?
Sarah, is it my turn?
It's your turn.
Yeah.
On the train?
Miliana, is she right? Yes, she is. You are correct.
I was going to say.
That was empty. Look at that.
What?
We're moving ahead. Adam.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Uh-oh.
Minnie Mouse had a bird
that
that appeared in one cartoon.
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm going to give... No, this isn't a bonus question. Oh, well.
Just keep going.
If there one cartoon with Figaro from Pinocchio.
Okay.
What was this bird's name?
What are you putting in your mouth?
Eunice.
That is incorrect. Frankie, the bird.
Aww. Oh my god.
Sarah, what town is the setting for the Disney movie The Love Bug?
Oh man, I forgot about those
movies. I'm assuming that was the original.
Rome?
The original. I think they did go to Rome, but the original.
They did, but not in the first one.
Adam, do you want to go for the steal?
Oh, God. I have no idea. Boston.
San Francisco.
Aww.
Let's see. I'm going to skip this one because neither of you get it. And that
oh, yeah, but you certainly let me get to the Minnie Mouse one.
Hey, I said I was going to skip it, and you said no. So.
Oh, okay.
Adam?
Yeah?
In Beauty and the Beast,
okay.
How many eggs does Gaston eat for breakfast?
4 dozen.
Is that your final answer?
When he was grown?
Yes.
Oh, wait. So, wait, ask the question again.
In Beauty and the Beast, how many eggs does Gaston eat for breakfast?
Well, all right, 5 dozen.
Is that your final answer?
Yes, it's 5.
5 dozen. Whew!
Because when he was little, he ate 4.
Yes. Now he eats
But
5.
Now that I'm grown, I eat 5 dozen eggs. Yep. Okay.
Sarah, during the battle with Aladdin, what type of animal does Jafar transform himself into?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
A snake?
Be more specific.
A king cobra?
That's very specific. Cobra it is.
A black and gold king cobra.
It was a copperhead. It was a local garter snake that you find in your garden. Adam?
Yes?
Sorry. Which full-length animated feature did Walt Disney originally consider having as a live-action film with Mary Martin having the lead role.
Wait, repeat that? Can you repeat that?
Which full-length animated feature did Walt Disney originally consider having as a live-action film with Mary Martin having the lead role?
Peter Pan.
Peter Pan is correct.
Oh.
How did you know that?
Because Mary Martin played Peter Pan on Broadway forever.
Well, there's good for Adam. Sarah?
Yes?
Before Mickey Mouse, what Disney character was suggested to be the Sorcerer's Apprentice in Fantasia? So someone else was suggested to be the Sorcerer's Apprentice.
Goofy?
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
That is incorrect. Adam for the steal.
Donald.
Also incorrect.
Uh-oh. What did he say?
He said Donald. It was Dopey.
Oh.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Let's see. Adam, after being on Earth, where did Hercules first meet his father, Zeus?
Mount Olympus.
It's going to need to be a little bit more specific.
Oh. The Temple of Olympus?
Needs to be using different words.
The Temple of the Gods on Mount Olympus? Yeah, no, I have no idea.
The first half of that is correct. After being on Earth, where did Hercules first meet his father, Zeus?
Yeah, I don't know.
The first half of your answer was correct.
Mount the Temple of the Gods.
After being on Earth, where did Hercules first meet his father, Zeus?
The Temple of Zeus.
That is correct.
Phew.
1, 2, 3, 4.
I'm so good.
8, 9. One more for number 10. We'll stop at 10. Sarah, in Toy Story, what game does the Slinky play? So he's playing a game. What game is he playing?
Slinky or Slinky Dog?
It just says Slinky.
That's what they call the dog.
We're going to Slinky Dog.
He's
playing a game. A continuing game. With Woody.
Chess?
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
That is incorrect.
Dang it.
Adam for the steal?
Okay, hold on. Yeah, I don't know.
It was Checkers.
Dang it. I was going to almost say Checkers. I knew it was one of them.
Adam, what was the first roller coaster attraction at Walt Disney World? And this is multiple choice. Was it Space Mountain? Big Thunder Mountain? Oh, sorry, that's it. Space Mountain or Big Thunder Mountain?
Big Thunder Mountain.
Is that your final answer?
Yep.
You're incorrect. It was Space Mountain.
Oh, I couldn't get that for the steal.
Sarah, because there's multiple choice.
And there was only two.
Sorry.
I always thought that Space Mountain opened up a couple years after...
It may have.
Magic Kingdom was open.
It may have, but it was still the first coaster.
Oh, well, whatever.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 for Sarah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 for Adam.
Uh-oh.
Hooray!
We go into sudden death.
Uh-oh.
Three sudden death, ridiculously difficult questions.
Okay.
Say your name if you can answer this question.
Okay.
What are the names of Walt Disney's three brothers?
Oh. How many are there?
I will say
there's three.
There are
three.
We
have to name all three?
There are three. Yeah, well, yes. I can't let you get away with one.
All right, Sarah.
Sarah, what are the three brothers' names?
Roy, Carl, and George.
Carl and George. That's incorrect.
Stop.
You have only one of those names were correct.
Right.
Oh.
I will not tell you which one. Adam.
Roy?
Correct.
The
next name is very much like Roy.
Boy?
It's a three-letter name.
Yeah.
Only one letter is different, and it's a vowel.
What? Joe?
This is two of the letters are the same, only one letter is changed.
Ray?
Yes, that is the second.
Roy and Ray.
You'll never get the last one.
And Elias.
Elias. Incorrect. It was Herb.
Herb?
Herb.
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, that moves us on. Another difficult question. Let's see. Something that you guys may be able to answer, though.
Yes. No, make them hard.
You want it hard? All right. Where
did
this?
Why not? We might surprise you.
Said. What? Wow. Sarah Whittle, that's what she said joke.
Nice, Sarah.
What are the names, and this is an outdated attraction.
Okay.
What are the names of the two troublemakers in Cranium Command in Epcot?
Oh, jeez.
Hey, you told me to make them hard.
Yep, you're right. I just have no clue.
Sarah? Miller White.
I may have seen this one time. Frank and Rob.
Incorrect.
Damn.
Tad and Rico.
Oh.
Oh, of course.
All right. Another very difficult question.
Okay.
What is the name of Donald Duck's sister? Also the mother of Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
God, this is making my brain hurt.
If there's
any... Yeah, me too. These are so hard.
Anyone in the chat room happens to know any of these as well, they
so
can
hard.
Chime in at any time. I told you these were ridiculously hard. Just let me know when you guys give up.
Adam,
yes.
Fontaine.
Fontaine is not correct. Good plug for your daughter, though.
Well, no, I was thinking because Donald Duck's real name is Fauntleroy.
It is.
F is for fun.
Sarah, any idea?
I have no idea. I'll say Dora.
No, not very nice name. Dumbella.
Whoa.
Dumbella. Am I supposed to... Do I need to give you an easier question that you can answer?
Well, no, you gotta give us one. You gotta keep going till we win.
All right. Let's see. Adam, have you ever been to Disneyland?
Yeah.
You've been to
Disneyland? When I was in the third grade.
No, I shouldn't do that for you.
You okay?
Oh, this is an interesting question. I'll have to reword it. In Hollywood Studios, the Tower of Terror is exactly 199 feet high. Why was it made that specific height?
Adam. Because if it was any taller, they would have to put a flashing red light on the top of it.
Adam for the win, ladies and gentlemen.
But Sarah knew that already, too.
I knew. As soon as you said it, I remembered.
Oh, okay.
Before you got to the red light, I remembered.
So Adam wins this week's trivia challenge. And Adam, if you weren't on this computer, I'd be playing music right now.
That's okay.
But you are.
Ba-da-ba, 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 ba-da-ba. Hey, I saw on the Wheel of Fortune that someone won $1 million.
Holy cow.
What are they going to do with $1 million?
The word, it was called Tough Workout. And the only letters that she had were the T and the R.
Jesus, what was T and R? Tough workout. T.
Right? Isn't that right? R S T L N E.
Well, I don't know. So, what was the answer? I don't know it.
It was tough workout.
Oh, that was the answer. Tough workout.
That was the answer. Was it? It was, and she just looked at it and said, "Tough workout." And they went, "What? You won?" And everyone started cheering, and they're like, "And let's see what you win." And they opened it up, and she'd won $1 million, and like, it was crazy.
Oohs and ahs.
Could you imagine just a shot in the dark saying tough workout, and then being like, "Oh,
I would
just
not
won $1 million
of tough workout." Like, I don't know.
What the hell did we talk about on this show?
Ugh, lots of stuff.
Talk about Adam, your hosting gig.
About trivia.
Trivia.
Talked about Jim doing Black Girls.
He's left the room, so
well,
he can't defend himself.
And we've already pissed him off.
Oh, well. People will have to listen to find out what we talked about.
That's right.
Adam, have you ever controlled your own dream? Have we talked about this before?
I have never. I've wanted to.
I've only
I've woke up and tried to go back to sleep so I could keep dreaming what I was dreaming, but it didn't work.
I've had a couple dreams in the recent past where I have been able to control them.
Not true.
No, it is true. Well,
how's that true?
Okay, so the last dream I had, I was pissed off because I was late for work, And I was running, and all of a sudden I got to work and it turned into school. So now I'm trying to get to my class. Every door that I open that I think is a stairwell is another classroom.
Oh.
So I have to keep apologizing every time. I'm very sorry. So I'm walking to the library, and I see this guy that I work with, and he's dressed in a tuxedo. And he comes up to me, and he's like, "Hey, are you okay?" And I look at him, and go, "I'm late for class. And before you ask, I do not know what class I'm going to, and I'm not yet convinced that this is not a dream." And he goes, "Well, if this is a dream, why don't you try making only right turns and see where that gets you?" I'm like, "That's brilliant." And as I'm about to leave, this girl's sitting at this table because we're in this library. And I mean, literally, I can smell the books in this library. This girl in the library stands up, turns to this guy, and she goes, "Excuse me, can you watch my books? I need to forget something." And their eyes meet, and all of a sudden I hear music. It says, "Oh."
And they fell in love.
And I just kind of walked away, and then I woke up. But the only time I was able to actually physically control my dream, and I don't remember anything was happening, I just remember I was outside, and it was in the rain, and this girl was there. She was trying to get me to go somewhere, and I'm like, "Wait a minute, this has got to be a dream." And I said, "Show me your boobs," and she did.
And you knew it was a dream.
And I said, "This is a dream. This is definitely a dream, because this would never happen in real life.
This doesn't work."
No, this I've tried.
This never
worked. Show me your boobs. Nope, never worked. From people I know, it doesn't work.
I know. You could ask Sarah right now, and she'd be like, "Nope."
Sarah?
Nope.
See?
I tried earlier.
Dave.
Tried earlier. Didn't work.
Not even earlier when we were off the air?
Off the air? Well, no. Very strange. So, yes. So, you've never controlled dreams. Sarah, have you ever controlled your dreams?
I don't think so, no.
Well, end of topic.
Yeah, good story.
Sorry.
I've never been able to. I didn't think that was possible.
All of a sudden I realized that, like, this is so absurd what's happening that I cannot be going into every door. And then I realized that I was trying to find a class, and it was one of those stress dreams where you're late for class and it's like, "Oh, I should have dropped this class a long time ago." And it's like, "Oh, wait a minute. I don't even know what class I'm looking for anymore. Yet I keep going from door. Why am I even here? This has got to be a dream." And then my friend came up, and he's like, "Oh, make right turns." I'm like, "Ah, genius." Because I would have wondered what would have happened. Would I have ended up right back in where I started, or would I have ended up someplace else? Because it's a dream, you know, like Inception. I should have spun the top.
Then you would have known.
That's what I'm doing next time. I'm going to spin the top. And I'll know if it's a dream. I'll just sit there watching it. It hasn't fallen yet. It may not be a dream still.
What's wrong, baby?
So my cat, I don't know, Adam, if I told the story last week or the week before about how my cat stuck her tail in the wax.
No.
No, I haven't talked about it because it's so terrible. Mischief, our precious kitty, was sitting in the window, and Sarah had a wax...
Like a tart warmer.
Okay. And I guess the cat stuck her tail in it.
The tip of it.
The tip of her tail, and she freaked out. And then there's wax all over the window. There's wax on her back, wax on her head. But there's wax coated her tail. And it was nothing I could do. I couldn't find her for like 4 hours because she was hiding.
Right. I mean,
And then it solidified. So she chewed all the hair off.
Aww.
So it was just bone. Flesh and bone.
Like, would you stop?
It was just bone, cartilage. But it's starting to grow back. The fur is starting to grow back. So I guess she's okay.
But well, let's hope.
It was gross. And she's still... I mean, it's only actually growing on the back of her tail. Because the top of it, she keeps biting. Because it keeps scaring the crap out of her. It's like a possum tail. And then she tries to put it on me.
We call it a zombie tail. Zombie tail.
Sarah acts the exact same way when I try to put my my penis on her. She goes,
"Right. Ugh. Why do you just try to put your penis on her?"
She's like,
"Here.
Gross. What can you do with this?"
"Nothing."
Gross.
"What can you do with this?" David, you are silly.
I know. So the cat's getting better. So yay for hair growing back.
Yeah.
That's right.
Because I was not certainly, I was not convinced.
Dave's like, it's not going to grow. I'm like, it's going to grow back. Her fur is going to grow back.
It's not going to grow back, I said. It's
what
just
happens.
Flesh and bone. She's going to have a bald spot. She's going to have a cat comb over on her tail. But nope, it grew back.
Can we get a hedgehog for a pet?
Can we get a hedgehog for a pet?
Look Let's at it.
Hedgehogs
Woogie hedgehog.
Hedgehogs are adorable. Post that to our page. Hedgehogs are adorable, but what are we going to do with it? Does it live in a cage or does it have free run of the house?
I don't. It has to live in a cage, I'm sure.
So now we need a hedgehog cage?
I think that's a stuffed animal hedgehog.
Yes. We can get a stuffed animal hedgehog.
That you could do very easily.
Add a mailless one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mail us a stuffed animal hedgehog.
All right.
Okay.
Okie dokie. Hey, Simon Cowell was pelted with eggs during Britain's Got Talent TV finale.
Oh.
It's a bummer for him.
Yeah.
I bet it was some type of ploy.
Just get people to watch the show?
Yeah.
Bastards. What a lame attempt.
Have you guys heard of Drop Cam?
Drop cam.
I have, but it's like a picture thing, right?
No, it. I guess it's you have video cameras just set up places. The way I found it was Christy has...
I have one in our bedroom. Oops, I'm sorry.
I would not be surprised. She has one on her... I guess she has a new little pug puppy.
Pug puppy.
And she has one on her new puppy. And then I was like, oh, there's other ones you can look at. Oh, yep, there's the puppy running back and forth.
Oh, you're watching it live?
Yeah, I didn't realize it. I was watching it, and I'm like, oh, look, a little puppy. And then I'm like, wait a minute, that's happening right now. But then I was looking, and I've been fascinated with this bakery in New York City.
New York City?
New York City.
Get the rope.
Called the Baconery. It's like a bakery with baked goods made with bacon. Oh, no, I lost it. But all they're doing, they're just cleaning up. They're just showing. It's like you're spying on people. It's weird.
Oh, that is weird then.
What's this address? I'd like to spy on people.
You look a lot prettier not through binoculars.
I think Milianna wants to watch My Little Pony. Apparently they're going to make a My Little Pony movie.
On purpose?
Yes. People seem to like the ponies. My little pony, my little pony.
Like adult boys.
Yeah, what's that all about?
I don't know. It's weird.
They were talking about that on a radio show I was listening to.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's a whole thing. Here, I'll look it up. Like, they're called something.
It's a whole thing. They're like brownies or something.
How do you know so much about
that? I told you I heard it on the radio. I was listening. You know what? I'll play the show.
Okay, Dave.
My little pony. Now you want me. I'm going to do it.
My little pony, the hottest.
Talking to the microphone.
New trend for teen boys. Well, I'm afraid to because Miliana's got the end of it.
And the hottest new trend for teen boys?
Why?
Oh, that's why she wants to watch it because that song sounded like the My Little Pony song that you're singing. 15 young men in this hotbed of activism gathered at an Indian restaurant on a recent Sunday and made an appeal. Could the waiter please switch the TV from the news to My Little Pony?
Weird.
Yeah, that is weird.
All right, let me see. Sorry, my computer's going very slow. I gotta find out what they're called. The group included four Pegasisters as the small minority of female bronies. Bronies, that is what they're called. Sometimes called themselves in this male-dominated world. Voices escalated. Oh, snaps. Sorry, my computer screen went crazy. Do-do-do-do-do. Sorry. All right. At the recent informal Berkeley gathering, Quinn Johnson, an 18-year-old freshman at the city's University of California campus, showed a Rubik's Cube he had customized with homemade My Little Pony stickers.
Oh, my God.
Michael Bovita, a 16-year-old high school junior, proffered a plastic pony carefully transported in a plastic food container. I didn't want to ruin her hair.
Oh, my. So it's the gays.
I guess so. Maybe they'll talk about that here. Let me see. The ponies confront naughty challenges, such as an invasion of adorable but hungry insects called parasprites, and report to a ruler named Princess Celestia about the life lessons they learn. They're called bronies. Is that what you said?
Oh, I thought it sounded like bronies. What are they called? Brodies?
Bronies. Like, I guess like ponies and bros.
Bras.
That's what they are. Bros.
Bras.
Okay. So that's what we should get into next. Hey! I remember what I wanted to talk about.
What's that?
Amanda Bynes has not responded to our tweet.
That's right, she hasn't.
So we need to tweet her again. And this time, it's got to be something that's going to get her attention.
If the last thing didn't, nothing will, Dave.
People tweet all sorts of crap on her page, like random crap, and she retweets everything. So, I'm convinced that maybe what we typed in was just a little too complicated.
Oh. She couldn't read it?
I don't know. This person wrote a hashtag blessed that at MTV is playing What a Girl Wants, starring Queen Miss Amanda Bynes at 10 p.m. That was retweeted. This one wrote, got my hashtag amazing Amanda Bynes t-shirt in the mail today, hotness. Let's see. This person wrote, you look like Paris Hilton. Retweet.
So make up something about how you got some merchandise or something.
We want her to listen to the show or to just so the show gets retweeted.
Mm.
She wrote, when everything you do gets scrutinized, you lash out. I freak out on whoever calls me something I'm not. So we can't call her this something that she's not.
Okay.
Let's see here.
So we won't call her sober.
We don't know. She says she's allergic to alcohol, man.
That's right.
You can't do that. It says here, she's only following 14 people. So it says, it's an honor for me to follow you on Twitter. If I don't follow you, it's because you're not worth following.
Oh.
At least she's honest.
Yeah.
All right. So what should we... what should we tweet to Miss Amanda Bynes this time?
I don't know. You had my vote. I think you should just lie.
You should just lie, Sarah? What should I write? You're a girl. What do you want to hear?
I don't know. What is she... Well, look at the things that she responds to and kind of... See? It
she retweets... she says, spotted Amanda Bynes at a beauty salon. Spotted Amanda Bynes in Miami for Game 7. Oh, that was probably a fake. I started following Amanda Bynes today. This media should leave her alone with the mental illness crap. She just changed her look. You know what? That's what we wrote.
Yeah.
Maybe she could tell that you...
that it was contrived and wasn't real?
Well, that was... Maybe... What's the name of, like, your... like
AWOA podcast?
That probably realizes that... She probably realizes that you're just...
What you're doing.
Yeah.
But she even retweets, like, when people say, hey, we want to interview you. She'll retweet it, but she won't do anything about it.
Oh.
Well.
Let's see. No wonder Amanda Bynes quit Hollywood if this is the junk she was being offered. Oh, that was talking about... This is all... Nothing new, Hickus, has really been tweeted about her.
Maybe say something about how you love that thing you do. Or what's that show called? What's her show called?
What I Like About
what
You.
What I Like About You.
Say bring it back.
She probably hates that.
Oh. Why would she hate
that? I don't know. She probably hates anything that to do with her past, her bubblegum image.
You think? I don't
say something about how her old shows would be much hotter now with her new look.
Is What I Like About You on like Hulu or anything? I don't think it's on Hulu. Is it on Netflix?
I don't think so.
Is it available on DVD?
Possibly.
It's got to be on rerun somewhere, right?
That's right. Amanda Bynes has a nice booty.
There you go.
All right.
See if you can get that.
Has a nice booty. How are we going to hashtag this?
Booty.
Hashtag. Oh, well then, okay. Hashtag.
Booty. Bootylicious.
I can't spell bootylicious.
Okay.
Amanda Bynes has a nice booty. Hashtag booty. Hashtag. Oh, wasn't there a movie called she did She's All That or something?
Yes. Right? Is that her movie?
Yeah.
All That. And one more thing.
Hashtag She's All That. I like that.
And one more thing. We need a hashtag one more thing. And we'll just stick with Foxy. Was Foxy with a Y or an IE?
Y.
Okay. Foxy. All right. So it's Adam Amanda Bynes has a nice booty. She's all that Foxy. We're going to be banned. Tweet. Right, that has been tweeted to Miss Amanda Bynes.
Okay, good. We got this.
We got this. This is the one that we're going to get her attention. And she's going to respond with either positive and or negative tweets. But any tweet, I would say, is a good tweet at this point. Of course, I forgot to hit record at the beginning of the show, so I don't know how long we've been on. And, of course, we disconnected.
It's an hour and a half.
So it's been, it says an hour and a half recording, and it was like 10 minutes of pre-show music, so we're just about we're just about done tonight.
Yeah, we're good.
Your microphone has been moved. Sarah just said Erin likes her job, so.
Oh, good.
I said she must like her job. She added it to her timeline.
Already?
Yeah.
Yeah, first day she added it to her timeline. Adam, what do you have upcoming, any upcoming shows you're
going to
be
toasting? I'm going to New York tomorrow.
You're going to that's right. You're going to New York tomorrow.
For what? Oh, for work?
Just for work, yeah.
That's still cool. Go to this baconery.
Do what?
Go to the baconery. I've been watching them clean up. They seem very clean. I've been watching them clean up their shop.
You're just literally still watching just random.
And it's not up there now, but.
Sarah's become a voyeur. Who knew?
Are you kidding? This is what I see. This is what I'm watching.
Oh, my God. That's
on
awesome.
Dropcam. Dropcam.com. Tonight's show brought to you by Dropcam.
Tonight's show brought to you by Dropcam.com. She's watching the ocean waves splashing against the shore.
It's nice.
We should put that on the big screen.
Okay, here. Let me do this.
Well, I mean in the living room.
Oh, yeah. We should. Oh, there's surfers, dude.
Where is that? Is that California?
Yeah, it said 10 miles south of San Francisco.
That's where Herbie the Love Bug happened.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
You're right. There's a seagull sitting there.
So you're going to Chicago, or not Chicago, you're going to New York.
Yeah, going to New York.
How long are you going to be there for? Through the end
of
the week?
Just till Thursday. Hmm.
You know what we forgot to mention? Tomorrow, Adam, is Sarah and I's 14th wedding anniversary.
Holy cow, congratulations, you two.
We have been married 14 years.
That's a long time.
It is a long time.
You guys might be in love.
Eh. we certainly like each other. Well, we tolerate.
Right. Yeah, you've grown accustomed to each other.
I've grown accustomed to your face.
We make cute babies. So.
We do.
I'll give you that one, that's so for sure.
We did something right, at least. Our legacy is Miliana.
Dave's mom, tonight, I was talking to her on the phone, she goes, oh my gosh, 14 years, you guys would have a teenager by now. Okay.
Thank you for that.
Thanks, Mom.
If you get pregnant immediately.
If we had been pregnant before we got married.
Oh, that would not have been good for her, I'm sure.
No, even if a year after you could have, but that would have been 13. She should have said that last year.
Yeesh. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, see? Mm-hmm. So, yep, and this is what we did for our anniversary, because Sarah has to work for the next 2 years. Sarah has to work, and then I have to work, so we will not see each other.
Well, I'm glad I got to spend your anniversary with you.
We had Chinese food.
Uh-huh. Look at those puppies.
We had Chinese food, and we have...
playing. Oh, my gosh, they are really
had the podcast.
You guys watch a movie tonight or something?
We're going to watch Lord of the G-Strings, I believe.
All right.
We'll probably watch Arrested Development. We still have not gotten all the way through it.
We have not.
I stopped at 3. I haven't gone back to it yet.
They do get better.
They do?
When you, especially when you get to Job.
Job's episode is really funny.
Okay.
Job and Tobias.
Okay.
Are pretty funny.
Tobias seems to have a lot of episodes.
So
because the first three I didn't care for, I was like, ugh.
The thing is every episode, it all encompasses itself.
Yes.
So each episode, we'll go back to the first episode, and the first, you know, it's like the ending of what was happening. So everything is all intertwined, and you're watching, you don't even realize at the moment that everything is intertwined, and it just starts making sense, and then, of course, more things are going to be intertwined you didn't even realize later on, and it's pretty genius.
Okay.
The only thing is, and I don't want to ruin anything for you.
Well, don't.
Should I not say it?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
When did the show go off the air?
2004?
Oh.
No, it was 2006.
Oh, it was? Okay.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. So it's been, you know, 6 years.
Steve Holt doesn't look very good.
I wasn't going to even say that.
For an 18-year-old kid, and he doesn't look very good.
Steve Holt did not age well. Not at all. Not at all. And then, of course, George Michael did not age well. He looks really weird. Especially watching the old shows and watching the new shows. It's like, oh.
Right.
That kid's a giant now. What happened to you?
Billion is like hypnotized. There's a drop cam video of puppies just playing like crazy. And she's just watching it.
I went to Sarah's MySpace page. Went to Sarah's Facebook page and it says, under relationship, it says, married to you. To me.
Thank goodness.
So,
but they're good. You should watch them. You should
get past. I'll get back into it.
And Portia de Rossi, she gets rid of that wig, and so she looks a little bit better. She looks really weird in the first few episodes.
Yes, her character takes some weird choices. Excuse me, Sarah. What do you got going on for yourself?
I've got busy stuff at work, but. That's pretty much it this week. I've been planting a lot of flowers. I'll take some pictures of them.
Okay, good. Do that, please.
Pretty flowers.
And I'm going to make some necklaces and stuff this week. Well, hopefully this week. Maybe not.
Hopefully soon Sarah will have her
project nights.
Her project nights up and running.
Oh, has that hat started yet?
No. It's been really busy at work. It's our big clearance sale right now, and I have inventory tomorrow, so it's just been crazy at work.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find a drop cam that would be interesting to post on our page.
They're not. They're all really, I don't know.
Well, I mean, where something is happening, everything else is just like, here's a view of a street.
Go to Del, D-E-L, space,
here. Oh,
S-O-L.
Here, I got some puppies. I got some puppies here.
Oh, that's what I have. That's what I'm watching.
Okay. I'm going to post these puppies on our Facebook page right now.
They're going crazy.
Puppies. They're chewing up their play area, Adam. Bad puppies.
Whoa, don't knock my computer off.
All right, they are going crazy.
I know. They have not stopped.
Crazy puppies. Millie, do you have anything to say before we leave the show? You've been up this long.
I know, she's so tired.
Anything at all?
You say night night to everybody.
Millie's great for waving. She runs her own parade wherever she goes.
You say, you gotta take this out.
All right, Millie, what do you have to say?
Night night,
Millie.
Today, puppies crazy.
Yeah, crazy puppies on my TV too. There's three of them. Adam, go to this as soon as we get off the show.
I will.
Big thank you to contributor Matt, who's still in the room, producer Rob, and the two guests, one being Sarah, one being unknown.
They stayed the whole time.
Wow. Please go to iTunes and
Oh my gosh, you're getting real crazy.
Download our past shows. You can go to our WordPress page at WordPress, I think, / AWOA podcast, and or the other way around. Maybe, I don't remember which way it is. But if you just go to our Facebook page at AWOA Podcast, you can find us there and our links. And go to awoapodcast@gmail.com and send us an email. You can go on those pages and you can find... what the heck is that name of that... the thing that I want everyone to go to? SpeakPipe. SpeakPipe. If you go to SpeakPipe, you can leave us a message. Nope, Nick never did call in. If you go to SpeakPipe, you can leave us a message, and I think it's like a 90-second message, but you don't even have to leave us a 90-second message. If you want to call into the SpeakPipe and just say, hey, this is Joe, you're listening to Another Waste of a Podcast, I love your show, or something. You know, even something, say something. You can be a part of the pre-show music next time.
Perfect.
So super contributor Matt says, good show, y'all. So thank you for that. I don't have any music picked out just yet. Let me do this really quick. I missed my favorite band. They had a reunion this weekend, The Refreshments. This past weekend, they had a reunion in Mexico, and I couldn't go because I don't have any money. And they would expect me to speak Mexican.
Right.
Can't do that. So unless Rob can come up with a refreshment song to play, I'm going to play just a random refreshment song. Let's see. I like this one, so we'll play this one.
Perfect.
It's 5.5 minutes long, though. So, Adam, have a great night.
You too. See you.
See you, everyone. See yous.